Welcome to Prop Life. My name's Angel. This week's episode is with my friend Petro. He is from Ukraine, and he does a lot of suspension work for a bunch of people in the industry. So there are some pretty big names that you might have heard of. But some of the people that I know him through are the Champion Brick Racing team. So it's really cool to sit down and talk with him. And I was so stunned because I didn't know anything about him. Essentially, I knew a little bit, but it was really, really cool to find out so much more and just kind of see what he's done in life and how far he's come. And it's really, really cool. So I hope you guys resonate with this story. Thank you again for all the messages, all of the fact that you're listening. I think it's so cool to know that these stories are going worldwide. So thank you again, and we'll see you next week. So this is it. Welcome to Brap Life. I appreciate you taking your time to come out here and to talk with me. This is awesome because I actually talked to Matt Adams, I don't know, it feels like forever ago now, but it was probably only like 2 or 3 months ago. And he actually recommended that we sit down and talk, and it's just taken so much time because of everything going on in life. But yeah, it's been really cool to be able to finally sit down and talk with you. So I'm excited.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm really happy like to talk with people. Yeah, thank you for inviting
yeah.
me.
Yeah, thank you. So let's just start at the very beginning. How did you get into riding, and then how did that transition into what you do now in the industry?
It's a long story. I started doing like suspension, what I'm doing right now, like in 2009 or I start, yeah, 2009. And I start riding in 1996.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. A long time ago, how I start riding, I don't know. I did like different type of sports, mostly like martial arts before. And yeah, once I saw like, it was it like in university, we have a like kind of team in Ukraine. And yeah, I saw bikes, like dirt bikes, and like I never saw it before. And I thought like, what is that? How people ride on that? It's so tall. It's like was completely different than I saw on the streets. And I just want to try. And I start to visit that place and ask to ride bike and start riding. So my background, I came to like enduro and motorcycle industry from motocross racing. It was the beginning.
Okay, so that's really cool.
Yeah, so I start riding, fixing my bike because bike was not really new and not really in good shape. It was like mostly fixing bikes and ride 5 minutes, fix like few days, like yeah, but it helped me to be a good mechanic too. So yeah, I rode motocross, try some enduro in Ukraine in our local championship. I was like, how to say, I was good rider somewhere like in the middle, not like in the middle, like top 10 probably. And yeah, start trying riding enduro with my friend, win few times our local championship, but it was like enduro GP, like classic enduro, not like hard enduro. Yeah, but mostly I ride motocross. Yeah, and I rode it till like I don't remember, even like 2012 I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, and yeah, I got kids, need to work more and no more like active riding. And yeah, and I started doing like motorcycle suspension, build the engines, like everything, but suspension was always interesting for me. So I dig more in that way. I work in Ukraine, and I have like friends before in Russia, and because I raced in Russia before. Yeah, I start working like motorcycle mechanic, learn something. I visit like many times, I don't remember how many times, but I visit KTM, factory
Cool.
with trainings, yeah, like WP training center. It was actually my first experience. It was like KYB training, but at that time it was very cool for me. But after that, I understand they just like show like nice pictures, nice facility, and yeah, and they want like to good to have you like a good installer and good like service guy, but no more. So, but it was suspension was really my main job. I'm doing suspension. I develop parts. I work in currently like still working at MXTech. I help a lot to this company. They use some of my inventions. We develop pretty good settings right now, and yeah, I'm doing my own too. So I work half day right now at MXTech. So it's a long story. Started like 2009 when I start doing suspension, like visit a lot of companies, visit a lot of training schools about suspension, yeah, and how to say that, like my long way to United States started from MXTech. Jeremy, owner of company, he invited me, like I don't remember, like 13 or 14, 2014, to visit MXTech to see products, and he teach me a lot at that time. So I have like pretty big knowledge from him that time. After that, I did my own, like have my riders, like I was, how to say that, the biggest guy in Ukraine and probably in Russia. I'm not local for Russia, but in every pro class, probably 10 top 10 riders, seven of them has like my suspension. So I was kind of like big guy in suspension world for these two countries. Yeah.
That's crazy. And like here, I'm new to riding. I'm new to bikes. Well, I had a TTR and there was like no suspension on that bike. I have a Husqvarna now, and I had to get the suspension done on it, and it made a huge difference. Like I had no idea, 'cause I to me it was just a word, and I have no idea how to say everything, but like it was really cool to feel the difference where it just feels like the bike floats over everything. And it was just absolutely amazing to once it was done. So, but then now that I've learned more, I've learned that I need to get it done again because like my weight has changed and like I've done different things to the bike. I'm doing a different kind of riding now, and suspension like has to be changed for the different things that you're doing. Like I know enough to know that motocross suspension is way different from what hard enduro suspension is set up like.
Yeah,
So
they're different. Yeah,
yeah,
very different.
and so like I just thought it was kind of cool to that now that I'm starting to learn that like what the differences could be and different things that you could do. To me, like I said, it was just a word, so I was like, I don't know, it's suspension.
Yeah, I remember that time. The same for me. I have like two type of suspension. My suspension is good, or my suspension it just leaks. If it's not leaks, it's good enough. So yeah, but yeah, it was interesting for me to understand more about suspensions, and we're still learning. The worst thing it can happen when you think that you know everything, probably you are done. Like a specialist. So yeah, we're still learning a lot. We do like upgrades, test a lot of things. Yeah, it's cool. So many people want like different types of not different types. They want like one suspension for every type of riding, but yeah, but unfortunately it's still impossible right now to have like one for everything.
I just think that's kind of crazy. Like for me, I had to get my bike with like a different spring because the spring was too hard for me. When I was sitting on my bike wouldn't even move when I was on it. So we put a softer spring in it, and that was like the first thing that I did because my bike is way too tall. I'm really short.
And yeah, it made a big difference overall, but now I need to lower it internally. So, 'cause I tried it, I wanted to see if I liked it, so I did it with a lowering link. Don't yell at me. I know that's not the right way to do it.
Now, some
But
people use it, and we have a lot of people who want to lower suspension. It's pretty common. So, definitely you need to try, because like the best teacher is your own experience. No matter what other people will say. I personally, for me, I'm not really tall guy, so I use lowered suspension before until I try like normal height. And the better skills you have, the probably better to use, even like if you are like a little bit short, better to use like normal length of suspension, so not making shorter, because it has like huge influence on bike geometry, how bike handle and everything. But don't go like too crazy, like too much. Just
That was my thing, like with this, was that I got the lowering link, and then I only went down an inch, 'cause the link, the kit goes down to 2 inches, but I just wanted to see like the minimum that I could do and still be able to touch the ground. And ever since I did that, because I haven't been able to get the suspension redone yet, it is a little bit higher in the front. And I noticed when I'm going up hills, my front tire comes up a lot easier. And at my skill level, that's really scary.
Yeah, I
So
understand. Yeah, anything you can do like with suspension, you need to do like front and rear to keep the
to
balance
keep it
on the bike.
level. That's my next step to do that, because I now know that lowering it made a huge difference. I can touch the ground. It's made my riding progress faster. Because it's only been a couple months that I had it. But now I need to do it the proper way, because it's not right. I can feel it, and it's to the point where my riding isn't going to progress anymore until I fix it. So, but.
Good plan. Honestly, we do like more like internal spacers to lower the shock and fork, but without using like linkage. Linkage, it change not only like height of the bike, but it changes like shock speed, and it has like influence on of like shock performance too. So I prefer to use like spacers in shock and fork compared to like using like linkage, because it's not making bike lower only. It changed like shock speed, because like what is shock progression? It just linkage, we change shock speed, and it your shock works a simple way, like very different. They compare like to just space or is a shock too. So I believe the be best way to lower suspension, use like spacers, internal spacers in front and rear.
Cool. That's really good to know. Like, that was something that, like, I didn't know that there was a different way to do it when I first got the linkage, and then now I've started to learn. So that's really cool to kind of hear it from the expert.
Yeah, linkage is just way more simple to for customer to change it, because not everybody can disassemble and assemble shock in the right way. And I but probably everybody can replace linkage. It's just way more simple. You need like special tools to work on shock absorbers. So but
That makes
lowering
sense.
linkage, it's okay, but probably you need to update your shock settings if you run like different linkage. Because like it can change like spring rate, it can change like shock valving. So too many things you need to know, like what to change according what linkage you use.
So you need to be an expert in order to use a linkage. Got
Just call
it.
experts, like someone who knows, and ask like what's the best way to do it.
Okay, cool. So how did you get into the world of hard enduro with all of this?
How I get I hard to remember like how I started doing hard enduro. So I have a How I start riding hard enduro? I start riding like normal classic enduro in Ukraine for one team, and we want to win the local championship like a team, and we have guys who rode in mountains. For us, they do like some crazy stuff, because guy from MX came into like riding off-road, and I used like MX tire with MX tire most, and it was like really bad when I catch something like technical stuff. It was like really bad for me, just rev limiter, like spinning wheels. Yeah, I learned it hard way, like how to use like proper tires. Yeah, and we saw like guys doing some crazy things on moto, and we have some races in Europe. It just beginning of era of hard enduro, when like Jarvis came to this sport and other guys, and we start looking like on races like Erzberg Rodeo. I tried to ride a little bit. No success at all, and I just quit and start racing motocross again. Like not interesting, too expensive, like crashing bikes and everything. Yeah, and I have a friend in Russia. We're still friends with today. I have like right now only two guys, like real friends, and he started riding like super enduro. It's enduro cross and hard enduro.
Yeah,
and I helped him with suspension, and we did like few. I helped him like a mechanic on few races, and I start to help him like a race mechanic, and we start riding around the Europe and visiting some hard enduro races like world championship, and he did like super enduro seasons in prestige class. It's a pro class, and he has like few good results, like two time I believe he was second in pro class. Yeah, nice. Second in one time, like he was second. His name David Leonov. He's like still pretty good rider. Unfortunately, not really good results we had like in I say we, because it was like a team. We travel a lot and we adjust bikes. We learn a lot from factory teams. We're trying to build bike the bike on like which will be good for racing in hard enduro world championship. So we have like pretty good setup. Yeah, and we learn a lot. Also with my friends, we start doing more like hard enduro riding, learn how to ride, and we start like a, how to say it, it's like a club, like fitness center. So we have a place where we keep bikes, because it's a little bit different in Europe and also in Ukraine than here. So many people live in city, in downtown, and we have like way less space for cars, for garage, because our location was really close to the track, the riding area, it was way more simple to people keep bikes at my place and just go after work and ride. And and we take groups, we start racing in some European rounds of enduro championships, and we started learning how to ride hard enduro. It was just beginning, so we're just making steps and steps, and I was the first guy who take a group to from Ukraine, like group of riders. We load the bikes in truck and we travel to Turkey, Sea to Sky race, and also we did like training camp in Spain, because if you look at Europe overall, so good level of riders is the guys from Spain and from United Kingdoms. They have like pretty good base of trial riding, and these guys switch to ride like enduro bikes. And they can ride like pretty technical, difficult stuff. And they have like really good places to ride. So we have in Ukraine like two A lot of like good places for hard enduro. For hard enduro, it's Carpathian Mountains. It's the same mountains that other guys ride in Romania, Romaniacs. It's like really close. It's probably like a few hours from that place we ride. So same mountain, same dirt. So really good place to train. Also, we have like some mountains on the south of the country. It's something hard to compare here. So it's what we have. It's pretty close, like to East Coast, and maybe something between East Coast of United States and UP, Michigan. So we have something like that for riding just higher mountains, like definitely West Coast is very, very different. We don't have like that type of like of riding, just different rocks. But yeah, we have like pretty grippy rocks in some places. So we like with hard enduro, we just learn. We making steps. We ride and try to learn something from guys who know. Like I made like only one big trip in Spain with a group of riders. To it's at two places where all like Euro pros train probably. It's in close to Andorra. What is that place name? Jordi Pasquet. He's a famous trail rider, and he has like a pretty good place for riding. So we visit that place, ride with him, learn a lot about like technique of riding. Also, again in Spain, we have the place where all pros and like a lot of riders ride. Pretty famous place. It's close. I don't remember the name of that place, but it's like Piedmont Brothers. They do like training camps too. So it's really good, really, really good place to learn how to ride, not like how to destroy your bike, what we did before.
That's a
Yeah.
big difference.
So, yeah. So, and yeah, and after I start to learn a little bit more about how to ride without destroying bikes, how to use like proper tires, proper bike setup, everything. I really like that sport, and I'm really enjoying riding right now, hard enduro.
That's
So
good.
I need to ride, man. I can offer people like good setup of suspension for any type of riding if I know what to build exactly and what I want from the bike.
That's really cool. It's really awesome that you ride hard enduro and then you also do the suspension for it, because like then it's not just somebody who's like looking it up to see what other people have done and then doing it. Like you have that knowledge and you have that experience from some of the best places in the world to ride, so you know what the setup requires. I think that's really, really cool.
Yeah, it helps a lot. Like when I ride, and I'm pretty sensitive rider, like sensitive about bike adjustments, and this is helps a lot. And I had some speed in back in the day, so when I talk with riders, it helps me to understand what they want, because working with riders is a little bit complicated. You need to be like a good coach, psychologist and suspension guy, like everything in one, because like one day it's good, the other day it's bad. But it's not about suspension or a bike. Sometimes it's just weather, sometimes it's just like rider mentality. So need to know like a lot. If you're doing like suspension, and you need to know like different things, like bike adjustments, rider adjustments, and like, yeah, and a lot of things. So
That's really cool.
some people just more sensitive, some less, and not really important. Because many people say like, oh, when I will like ride good, and when I will have like good level, I will do suspension, or I will adjust the bike. So I believe it's not the right way to do it, just because I saw like slow guys who really sensitive, and I also saw like fast pro guys who are sensitive, and it's not really a big difference between them except like skills. So so fast guy not always like a sensitive guy, you know. So it's very interesting, like to learn, like to see a lot of people work with different type of riders. It's it helps me to grow too. So I'm really involved in that sport, and I'm enjoying like of what I'm doing.
That's awesome. I didn't realize you were that involved in it. I obviously knew about the suspension side, but that's really cool. And to know that you've gone to all these really cool places and you get to do like all this stuff. I you did motocross stuff, and this is really cool.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, but I should, because if I want to do something good, I just need to learn what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, you just collect, like, the more information you have, the better, like, the better job you can do.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. That's what I always say. I'm a nerd. Like, I like to learn things. Like, that's what I like to do. Like, I like to know more about what it is that I'm doing instead of just being able to do it. That's great. But I like to learn, you know, I'm learning about how to work on my own bike and things like that. That's not something a whole lot of women try to do. But for me, it helps me understand how the bike is working and be more in tune with it. So that's what I like personally. So I think this is really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, like, I did it before at home. It's a little bit, you know, you can probably understand like how my English sounds, but I hope people will understand me and understand what I want to say. But I did it at home before. So I have a lot of like guys in industry and kind of competitors or friends, like both of them. And it was like my strategy. So I want to like make a little bit higher level for everybody. So I try to share a lot of like information, making videos and explanation how suspension works.
Yeah.
What is really good, what is not really good. Not talking about just products, like the less knowledge people have, the more magic and the more theories you have around. If you have like I believe like everybody wins if you share like some restricted info, you know. Just a lot of guys has like own secrets, but the main secret is there is no secret. It's only like knowledge and experience, really. It's now secret, and I try to making videos and like post like some explanation how it works and what is it, and just like talking about secrets, what other guys tell secrets. So it helps customers and just riders if they look and understand how it works. If someone will tell you that it's good and that it's like magic, the people with knowledge will understand. So no, it's not like that, like you're talking. So like I believe the customers, I call customers and just riders with more knowledge, will win when they have like more information about suspension, bike adjustments. And it was like one of my plan to do it here to just like educate people.
Yeah.
So no, if you have like more educated customers, a level of guys who make a service for bikes, it's they need to grow or just like quit, you know. It's just it's just only one way. But I want to like make a little bit higher level here for suspension and like bike adjustments, mostly about suspension.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's incredible. I think that that's one of the biggest things about hard enduro, and the community around hard enduro is all like that. It's like that in pretty much everything involved. It's you know, Cody Webb sitting and talking to kids about how to do bike setup, or you know, different tips and tricks and things like that. At that level, just sharing, he doesn't have to do that. You know, there's other pro riders who've gone out and ridden with people and give them tips. And, you know, that's, I think that that's the really cool thing about hard enduro is everybody's willing to help everybody else. There are no secrets, you know.
It's really cool. Agree.
Yeah.
And yeah, people just share their knowledge and it's really cool. And it's
exactly.
really, I like that atmosphere. And I believe it's not so many sports in like motorsports industries mm-hmm. that we have the same, how to say, same atmosphere of like when like friendly people, friendly community, like hard enduros. It is why I stay in that sport and I really like, not because of riding, but I like to visit races and talk with people because like mm-hmm. everybody has like very, very good vibe and like positive energy.
Yes, the community is the absolute best around hard enduro. And I think it is like we're saying, I think everybody wants to see it grow and everybody's willing to share those like secrets that would be secrets in other disciplines. But in hard enduro, everybody just wants to see everyone come up because if you can, like you said, you raise that level up. And as you raise that level up, things get better and you raise it again and things get better. And I just think that that's really, really cool. That's across the board. And then on top of that, we always talk about how great the people are. I think that because everybody's so willing to share that knowledge, everybody's so open. And it's really cool because the community is just so tight knit and we're all so close. And I always say that like when I go to races, it feels like kind of like a family reunion. Because I get to see all these people that I feel really close to, and I think it's just the best.
Yeah, I agree. It's really cool.
So you've traveled kind of all over the place. One of the questions I usually like to ask is, where's the favorite place that you've ever raced at or ridden at?
No. I can tell it's just very, because they're very different. Like mm-hmm. it's, I don't know. I like many places, like really like many mm-hmm. places. I wish to travel more on West Coast and see like places to ride. I will do, my plan is do my own suspension shop only. I have, right now I work at MX Tech too. I help these guys a lot and these guys help me a lot too. And we have like pretty good products right now. So, but yeah. My plan to do my own because I want to produce like other things that we do it just like normal for every tuner, like do his own thing. So my mm-hmm. plan is like do my own, and I'm thinking where to move in the United States. Definitely, mm-hmm. definitely from Illinois because it's like not really the best place for riding. it's a nice place. It's nice country, but like Illinois is pretty flat, mm-hmm. and I need to travel a lot to find place to ride. So I'm still learning about United mm-hmm. States, and I didn't know West Coast or East Coast. I want to see more. I'm just pretty new. I spend like I here in United States from January 23, but I like all the time mm-hmm. work hard, see nothing, and I'll learn about competitors. I learn what they do. I try to understand the level of guys I have to deal with, and so I was focused on that. But I do not know like about places for ride. I know places I like in Europe. So every place I rode is unique and very interesting. I really like in California race, King of Motors. I saw like the other round in in Arizona.
Yeah.
In Page, this is just amazing. It's just like that red rocks, like a moon. I don't know. It feels like not real place even like to have like an earth. Mm-hmm. About Euro rounds, I really like, and probably I will recommend for everybody to visit Turkey, see the sky.
Yes, I want to go there one day.
It's really nice place. It just very warm seas and very good hotels, everything all inclusive, like food, drinks, mm-hmm. and you just like walk from hotel probably 10 minutes or just having like electric scooter, like to ride to the like paddock because Pits located in city center, and everybody start each day of riding from city center. We travel to different spots, and it's really, really nice place to ride. It's like rocks, has pretty good grip, and it's nice views, nice food, like beautiful weather.
Yeah.
And it's very enjoyable race. So I would recommend to start with that race. Other race, I take part Portugal, Excel Lagares.
Oh, okay.
It's very interesting if you ride in a class, like expert class, because not everybody making prologue in cities in downtown.
Okay.
Like hobby classes that did not make it. But it's very technical. It's very technical. It's very interesting, like good place. I have some, it's just my personal preference. I have races people will like, but I do not want to race these races. Like I was like a mechanic, I was with racer. Unfortunately, we have only once this race. It was, how to say, Hardinduro Abestone. It was one race, I don't remember, here in Italy. It's amazing place in ski resort, and you have like pits in like in the middle of like buildings, like on a ski resort. It's very unique and fresh place, so it's closed for public for riding, and which is cool that everybody's equal, so no pro riding or any guys can ride like before the race, so everybody equal. A new place, new lines, very technical, very nice. I really like that place. I wish to ride that place. I was like a mechanic at that place, but I really, really love the races. So about races I do not want to be in, it's like Erzberg Rodeo.
Oh, yeah.
Like just my personal preference. I don't want to be like an Erzberg Rodeo because it's kind of like what I like, how to explain it. I like sport in sport. I believe like people should compete in equal, equal track. So everybody should be equal. Yeah, everybody can build like bike they want, but track should be the same. So it's about luck. If you're a new guy and you have like number, like for example, like 900, so probably 900 guys will qualify the same track that you need to go. And it's completely different track after 900 motorcycles. And it's really just, even if you're like really fast and good, like motocross guys, really hard to show like good time on qualifying to go to the main race. But many people ride just only prologue race and stuck in bottleneck and spend like all day like in few uphills, and not really fun. That is why I am not sure that I want to visit like Erzberg Rodeo. Also Romaniacs is not for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but some people like it, but some people who ride from Romania, they really love it, and they just kind of like, it's kind of like religion. They need to come back and ride again and try again and again and again. But
yeah,
for me, what I saw, I was like a mechanic, and sometimes it's just crazy difficult. Like you need to prepare like your fitness like almost a year, and you're riding like to compete only one race.
So
for me, just fun. I want to like race maybe like two or three races, just more easy and having fun than like just like go to one and die in that place.
I'm going to Romaniacs next year. I'm racing it next year.
Yeah, okay, you're welcome. This was nice motivation from me.
So I'm like, oh, I need to start training more right now.
It's hard enduro rally.
Iron class though. I'm yes, not doing and, anything above that.
Yeah, it's I'm talking about silver and gold class.
Yeah.
Like for other guys it's just more enjoyable, but it's still hard. Yeah. You need to prepare for that race. So you should have like a really good fitness because it's not hard enduro, it's hard enduro rally. It's many days. Yeah. You wake up really early. And it's not about only your skills. It's about like your
true endurance. Like,
yeah, about your endurance. Yeah. So it's not a joke. You need to like make it like a good preparation for that race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So last year I was training for I don't know if you know what ultra marathons are. So an ultra marathon is anything that's longer than a regular marathon. A marathon is 26.2 miles or something like that. So I was training for my race was going to be 50K. So that's what I was going to be running. So that's what I was training for last year. And I ended up not being able to do it because the hurricane hit when I was in Tennessee. But I still have maintained that fitness. So I can still go out and I can still run 50K. Takes me 5 or 6 hours, but I could still do it. So I think a pretty decent endurance fitness. I still need to increase it because it's a little bit different when you're on the bike. But I feel like I've got a solid foundation for that. So I'm just adding on to it. So, which is why I decided not to do it this year, because my friend was trying to talk me into doing it in 2025. And I was like, I'm not going to be ready for that. So next year, 26. Yep.
Yeah. I believe it will be good. So it's a challenge, like fitness and also about bike endurance, how to prepare bike, and you need ride like smart and careful, like because it's a long distance and like many guys just who has like not really good bike preparation just like can't make the finish and like it's sad because you prepare a lot and like some small, so every small thing is very important. So Romaniacs, it's about like really good planning. So as for me, because I just want to have fun without like hard training.
Yeah.
So for me, it's kind of like difficult. So that is why I still do not want to race Romaniacs. I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready like to prepare so hard because again I'm right now I have like more ideas about suspension and I want to make like my own products. I have a plan and I just really focus it on that. So I still need to ride to test everything, but I just ride like to keep me like in that sport and not focusing like about results or like not focusing about like winning races. Like of course I like it, but like compare like prepare and train hard or just like having fun. So I'm still in fun.
Good. I think fun is important, and I think when you lose the fun and it becomes like a job, that's when it's not, in my opinion, it's not worth it. But personally, every time I'm on my bike, I have fun. So I could be falling over and crashing and I'm still having fun. So as long as I'm riding, I'm happy. So
yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
very important, like to ride safe, because unfortunately we have like injuries in that sport. Every sport actually has injuries, but it takes like time and kick you back. So ride smart is kind of important.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really lucky and I've gotten to ride with a lot of top riders. And so I've learned a lot in the year and a half that I've really been pushing and really trying to progress. Mm-hmm. So I've learned a lot about like riding smart and riding safe and things like that. So it's been really, I've gotten really, really lucky to be able to ride with some of these people. So it keeps me from making some of the dumb mistakes that could potentially get me hurt.
It's no smart mistakes, actually. One guy told me that, and it's kind of really true. So, like, I made a dumb mistake, and he said, like, hey, it's no dumb mistakes. Like, it's no, like, smart mistakes. All mistakes are dumb.
Are dumb, yeah. Yeah. I've never heard that before. I like that.
Yeah, it's no smart mistakes. All mistakes are dumb.
Yeah, but they're also learning experiences. So
yeah,
like as long as you don't let them like take it over, like we talked about, you know, the mindset, as long as you don't let that like stop you and you can keep going forward, I think that that's really important.
Yep.
So is that something, as somebody who I don't have very many people who've done motocross on here, so you've done motocross, you've done enduro, you've done hard enduro, do you think mindset is just as important in every discipline, or do you feel that it's more important in one versus the other?
No, I believe like if you do something, every small thing is very important. If you think that something is not important, probably don't do it. Like motocross is important, everything, because it's a little bit different, but bike preparation, rider preparation, everything is important. Like enduro and hard enduro is important. Like actually modern hard enduro it's really interesting. You can compare like this, like mixed martial arts, because you need to be good in like fast riding, motocross and jumping, because if you use like motocross skills and some guys, you can see like on top level guys, even like in hard enduro, who train motocross, for example, just we have like straight lines with whoop section, and you can definitely say who did practice with motocross. And we also need to have like really good trial bike skills. So it's mixed. You can be like only good in like motocross, and you cannot be like really good only in trials. You need to do like everything. And about like important things, like my every discipline has like important skills, because no matter how fast you are and how good you are, if you have something bad like bike preparation, like your preparation, you crash and you just did not make finish, or you did not win, it just like nobody care about that. It's just like only like final result and like points you have, people will remember in like in 1 year or like in 1 week. Nobody will tell like, oh, that guy was like really really fast in first two laps, and but unfortunately he crashed. Like, so any discipline and everything is very important.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, like I said, we don't get a whole lot of people who have experience in multiple disciplines. Usually it's, oh yeah, I got right into hard enduro, or you know, however it goes. But that's a really cool
actually all pro riders, they practice everything. They ride motocross, they ride trials, they ride everything. So they're not focused only on one discipline. If somebody has like need to improve like speed, so probably they will train motocross more, but they do all type of ridings.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. It takes a lot to be at the top, and it's incredible the dedication that these guys put in, and girls.
Yep.
So one of the other questions that I usually ask is, if you had advice to give to somebody who's brand new to riding, brand new to dirt bikes in general, what would be your best advice for that person?
Just for riding?
Yeah. They just got a dirt bike. What are you going to tell them?
Just have fun, ride smart, learn how to ride. And I believe like the first steps, I believe people need to learn like riding technique, because it's really hard to fix if someone has like not really good riding technique. It's impossible to get progress. Yeah, it's boring. Yeah. It's not fun. You just need to do like exercises and repeat it again and again. It's just boring and just not so fun. But depends what you want. If you want like to like having fun like few times, you can ride like wherever, but it can cost you like injury or something. Better to learn technique of riding and like bike maintenance, because it's not only like comfort, it's all also safety. So I believe like the main thing is just education. Okay. So learn more about bikes and learn more about how to ride in right way.
I like that. I could have used that advice a couple years ago. Okay, so then what about for somebody who's getting into hard enduro? What is your best advice for them?
Best advice? I don't know like what the best advice. Just like, again, like, it's for me, just personally for me, just learning of like riding technique. Because I remember my first steps in hard enduro, I hated. It's not wide, it's very narrow, just impossible to ride. It's no speed. I cannot ride like in motocross, just like just spinning wheels. It was bad, and I hate to ride. Till I learned a little bit technique and how to ride. After I learn, I can make like more difficult uphills. And after I learn technique of riding, I start enjoying of my riding. It's not enjoyable to leave the bike again, again, again. And just like, it's fun to ride on the bike, but to ride on the bike, you need to learn how to ride on the bike. So the best advice, probably learn how to ride and you will enjoy it in smart and safe way.
Yeah, I do like that. That smart and safe is the best. That's the biggest thing. There's been a lot of injuries in the last year that I've seen, and it's just crazy. And I mean, they're at every level, but trying to stay away from injury is what we all want. Nobody wants to be off the bike for 3 or 4 months. So I think that's really cool to highlight that. In our last few minutes here, did you want to give any shout outs or thank yous or anything like that?
Shout outs and thank you. Probably, yeah. I want to say thank you to my friend and good customer, Matt Adams. So he recommend to talk with me. I hope people will know more about me, because my plan is to make like big steps here in marketing in hard enduro. Also, I want to say thanks for support all like US hard enduro team.
Yeah,
they allow me to be a partner of the team. I help these guys with suspension, and looks like everybody like it and enjoy. And I'm really happy to be in community. So I just want to say thank you for everybody who got involved with. And
good. I love that. So if people want to contact you about suspension, how do they get a hold of you?
Instagram page or just phone. Okay. Probably better text messages. You can see like my English level. So I'm trying to improve, but like it's a little bit hard sometimes on the phone For me, I'm working on, actually not, but I'm improving it. But yeah, I believe like text messages or just
Texts are
emails.
easier. Okay,
Yeah,
perfect.
just
And we'll link
yeah.
that in the description so that way people can just click on that and just go right to your Instagram. So,
Yeah, thank you. I'm working on
yeah.
my website. I just want to do like it in good way, just
Yeah.
like more easy for people to find me.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great idea for sure.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, thank you again for your patience, for working with me on coming on here. It was really, really cool to hear your story because, like I said, I knew just like a tiny little bit. But this is awesome. You've done so much stuff and like you've covered all kinds of different disciplines. You've been all over the world. You have all this experience. You have all this knowledge. Like, this is incredible for you to be part of this community. Like, you're adding so much to it. And like you said, you are bringing that level up. So I think that that's really cool. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you. Thank you too for talking with me. Yeah,
Of
I really
course.
want to rise that level up, and yeah, I'm really happy to be in that part of like community, and I still learning a lot here. Like it's a
Yeah.
little bit different. Some races is very, very different than Euro races, but yeah, I learn a lot here. Also, I learn a lot like with suspension here because we do like a little bit different things than I did before, but what I did before helps me to hear a lot.
That's good. I love it. Awesome. Well, thank you again so much. And I guess we'll be seeing you at any of the races anytime soon.
Yeah, I'm going to be a Battle of the Gods,
Oh, cool.
probably maybe a week or like few days before to do some suspension testing for James Flynn and like few more guys, like make some adjustments for East Coast runs because
Yeah.
West Coast was very different, and I believe we will run like few sets for West Coast and for East Coast. So that is why I try to visit like every round and make some mind notes and adjustments. So yeah.
Awesome. That'll be really cool.
Battle of the Gods in few weeks.
Yeah, it's coming up so fast. That's going to be my first hard enduro. I'm racing that one.
Oh. Oh,
So
it's cool.
I'm very nervous. It's going to be very interesting, but I have to do it at some point. And so I've ridden at Brushy Mountain a lot. So I was like, I know that it's insane and that it is not easy at all. But I've fallen a lot there. So I feel like I'm okay with falling more in front of other people. So,
No worry about that. Just like we all fall, so just
Oh
like
yeah. Oh yeah. But yeah, no, it'll be great. I'm really excited to meet you in person then in like a week and a half. So
yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
awesome. Well, thank you so much and we'll talk to you later.
Yep. Okay, bye.
Okay. Bye.